Renee Mitchell couldn't believe her eyes. The small apple trees that had taken her days to plant were trampled into the ground, and the culprits were grazing on the new shoots of grass between what was to be the new section in her orchard. She threw her head back and let out an ear-splitting scream. That helped her feel a smidge better. Not that anyone could hear her, since this was Big Sky Country, Montana, where every day of the growing season was critical. If she could even get new stock, it would be at least a 2-week setback, and she was not calling her parents in New Mexico to share the bad news. Riverbank Orchard was her business now, and she'd figure out a solution on her own. But first, these stupid cows needed to get off her land before they did even more damage. Cautiously, she inched closer to the large beasts, wary of how they might react. At least they didn't have those wide horns that were famous in Texas. All these cows had were yellow tags dangling like earrings from their ears. Maybe it had the name of the ranch stamped on them. Once she got close enough without spooking one, she discovered they were numbers only. She popped her hands on her hips. That's not going to do me a bit of good. She reached for her cell phone, but didn't bother pulling it out. Cell reception was spotty out here. And besides, who was she going to call with her tale of woe? It's not like there was a local resource to help find lost cattle, was there? In the distance, on the other side of the small river bend, she could see a lone figure galloping in her direction. Maybe that was the person responsible for these beasts. She stomped through the now downed trees, closing the distance between herself and the horse and rider. A man was in the saddle, and as they got closer, she could tell he was tall, but not who he was. His cowboy hat was pulled low over his face, probably to keep the bright sun from his eyes, or, more likely, to not see the mess his cows made to her field. For a fraction of a second, she thought about the fence she should have put up first. But once the cows were out of the barn, there was no use worrying about the door being closed. She lifted a hand in greeting and called out to him. "Missing any cows?" He pulled up on the reins and came to a full stop on the opposite side of the river. He scanned the landscape in back of her and scowled. "As a matter of fact, I am. And I can see they've invaded your orchard." There was something about the man that was vaguely familiar, and his smooth voice tickled a long-ago memory. But Renee dismissed it. She needed to stick to the business at hand and have him move his cows back across the river. If they crossed once, they could do it again. The water wasn't that high, or running too fast now that the spring thaw was over, for the most part. "Well, we're going to need to discuss the damage they did." The man urged his horse through the stream, and it danced up the low-rise bank in front of her. He swung his leg over the saddle and jumped down before giving her a hard look. A flicker of recognition flashed in his caramel brown eyes. But it was gone just as quickly. Clearly, they must have met. And then, Renee knew. She took a step back and stumbled. Before she landed on her butt, he had reached out and steadied her. "Renee, are you all right?" The deep timbre of his voice caused her heart to skip. Hank Shepherd, the first boy she had ever kissed, and the one man she had never forgotten. It had been almost 20 years since she had seen him, and other than a touch of gray in his light brown hair and the sun crinkles around his eyes, he looked exactly the same, drop-dead gorgeous as ever. It would have been better if he'd gotten out of shape with a big belly, but no, he had stayed trim and muscular, and this was all with a quick assessment.